In mid-January, the court tried its second case and found 24-year-old Nelson Wani Oliver guilty of defiling a 16-year-old girl. Wani was sentenced to 10 years in prison and a fine of 500,000 South Sudanese pounds. Juba resident Alex Anyik Joseph, whose daughter was involved in the case, says he is satisfied with the verdict.
Yeah, to me it was fair because, you know, this is the first of its kind that we are trying to realize now in this country that there is law. It is good for me, it's fair because at least we are able to realize that there is now law in this country compared to before, where if anybody committed the same crime, you know, is not tried, not taken to court at the end of the day, you see him just being bailed and brought out. So at least there is a hope on this juvenile court.
Judge Francis Amum Awin, who presided over Wani's case, says even though it was consensual sex, he found Wani guilty of violating Section 247, Subsection 2 of the Penal Act 2008, which says children are mentally vulnerable and can easily be abused or sexually exploited and are therefore incapable of giving informed consent. Judge Awin says the new court will ensure justice for survivors of sexual abuse.
Now we have a specialized court working only on cases of gender-based violence. So this alone is an improvement in the sense that we are having judges now who are handling these cases alone. We have indeed compound like 4 judges. They are only assigned to fraud on cases related to gender-based violence. So this is an improvement also in the area of specialization.
Dina Peter Cirillo is a Juba lawyer and founder of Her Rights, a local organization that fights for women's rights. Cirillo provides pro bono or free services to women who have suffered from injustice, unfair prosecution, torture, and civil law violations. She says due to the backlog in cases of ordinary courts, sexual and gender violence cases are often left pending. With the new court, Cirillo believes perpetrators of sexual violence will be forced to account for their crimes.
So some people also will be open-minded. They will learn from others that who went to that court. Like even someone will say, yes, that court, if I went with this case, they will process it. It will not be like customary court, that every rape case is ending to a marriage because our customary. Like people will start paying some dowry, maybe some rape also ending to pregnancy, child marriage.
Despite the existence of the gender-based violence court and pro bono services that she and other lawyers offer, Cirillo says many sexual survivors are still reluctant to report cases of abuse. The judiciary has plans to set up mobile courts across the country to handle sexual and gender-based violence cases for people who cannot access the Juba-based court. Data from Gender-Based Violence Information Management System indicates the first three quarters of 2020, more than 6,000 cases of GBV were reported in South Sudan, with 97% of survivors being women and girls. Gender-based violence in South Sudan is often related to cultural norms of early child marriage and kidnapping of girls for marriage purposes, as well as weak legal systems with no accountability. I am Ding Magot, reporting from Juba.